Hello, everyone, and welcome to Campaign 2, Season 2, whatever we want to call this. I don't remember what I call it all the time, of the Low Rolls, High Hopes campaign. This is episode 11 of the campaign. Last episode, to do a quick recap, the party continued fighting their way through the small underbellies of the city, the sewers, tracking down a couple of terrorists who set off a bomb at the Halimak greenhouse, fighting their way through rats and goblin rats. Very nice goblins with rats in their chest.
And they weren't very nice, actually.
Fair enough. The party then made their way down a what seemed to be broken hatch in the floor, finding a man who was injured, missing his left arm. The party decided to get closer to him, Christopher specifically. Trying to strike a deal, it quickly turned to violence, as the man clearly had no intentions of turning himself in peacefully, and you had no intention of taking him peacefully. The party continued to fight this man, before he ended up chewing and throwing lava out of his mouth. Spitting, that's the word I'm looking for. Spitting lava onto three of the party members. This caused the beloved elder of the party, Noam, to go down, become unconscious. As she was unconscious, her changeling form dropped, and she was revealed to be a creature grafted out of many animal and kind of monster parts. She was then healed, brought back up by Falula, the little bird girl. The villain, the man who you guys do not know the name of, the other grafted, proceeded to ask her to join his side to fight with him against you guys. That is when she scored a natural 20, knocking off most of his health and causing him to surrender the next turn. So, we will pick up now with Christopher's icy kind of manacles and, I believe, muzzle on this man. And everyone kind of still down in this smelly, deep, damp room you found him in. Magic circle in the middle, kind of dismembered bodies around. What would everyone like to do?
Chris is going for a walk. He's still enraged.
Yeah, take your time.
Fuck!
Hey! Oh goodness, how do you say this without being mean? That's what you look like?
You're restrained, right?
Restrained.
Who is restrained?
The guy who surrendered.
Yes, the guy who surrendered has an icy manacles around him and kind of an icy muzzle to stop his engorged kind of jaw from doing anything.
Well, I'm gonna just tie him down, just double shirt. Double
shirt. Okay, yeah. You can kind of double tie him up. He does not fight. He doesn't resist.
Oh, I can go for a hog tie, right? Yeah, there should be enough rope.
Yeah, you should have enough rope. You can 100% hog tie him up.
The disrespect's crazy.
Hey, he's really getting into it.
It's for security purposes.
Security.
Whatever helps you sleep at
night. Being alive helps me sleep at night.
Well, that's... yeah, I guess. Noam, I just got, like, a couple questions, I guess. One, does Ophelia know? Two, does anyone know? Actually, I guess it's just one question. Does anyone know?
She's gonna run her hands over her face, and as she does, she'll shrink back down to her normal size, which I'll just pop it back just in case, and all her parts will just disappear.
That didn't answer my question.
Because I haven't answered your question.
Right.
I mean, yes, people know, but I don't think Aferia knows.
That's not
when
good.
When you say people know, what people do you mean?
She stands there, trying to work, think about it. People. The people that have awarded me with these parts.
Right.
Is that a lot of people, or...
Do you worship the Raven Queen?
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Hmm.
And,
Who was that yes to?
Yes.
You do? Worship the Raven Queen?
Yes.
Is that bad?
That's...
And what about the turning against us? Yeah, fighting us?
It's interesting, for sure.
Are you still going to do that? Or are you not going to do that?
Wait, are we fighting her now?
No.
Okay, you guys are really awful to have in a stressful situation.
I'm just fine, thank you.
Really confused. Hey, are you really that old, or is this like your real age?
No, I'm not really that old.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wait, so do you still have the bad memory, or was that like a ploy?
You don't have a grandson.
No, I don't have a grandson.
At least stick to a single name for a grandson.
Nah, that's the fun of it.
Oh. At least we don't got somebody really old on the party, that's all I'm saying.
Do you want...
I'm not that old, I'm only 20!
Alright. Why'd you disguise yourself as an old woman then?
It was part of the mission.
Don't like that answer! What's the mission?
So, like, are you, like, an enemy spy?
She'll look at Juby and sort of glance at the hatch.
Slowly raise up some manacles, by the way.
Look at the hatch to leave the place?
Yeah.
I'm not mad. Well, the exit. No, I'm not mad.
You want to put these on? I just lift up some. lift up some manacles towards her. All right.
Let me go to cover up. Let me go block off the hatch room.
Got it. So yeah, Christopher at this point will go and cover up the hatch, kind of blocking your escape route.
Where is it?
Oh, are you guys still on the battle map?
Yeah.
Dang, you know, it would help if I opened roll 20. It is towards the south, kind of just south.
Oh my God. Like right here. I remember dropping.
You guys are seeing the battle map right now. Hang on, I need to refresh.
Yeah. So yeah, Chris will stand by there, and he's gonna go. Bro, don't want to fight. But damn, he's tired.
I'd also prefer not to fight.
Yeah, Baga, what do you make of this?
She's a heathenous creature made from the deaths of many. I believe we should capture her.
No.
Okay. Asbago doesn't like this.
Okay.
Well, Asbago can keep his opinions to himself for now.
Let's try to add things to this conversation that won't.
Let's be more positive and accepting.
Of an enemy spy who has infiltrated our ranks, lied to us all.
We don't know that's true. She lies a lot. She can lie about that.
She did say something about a mission. I like that one large arm you had.
There is a significant security concern here.
It really is. This is This is yeah. We may have worked with you for like a week, but this ain't good.
Noam, is that your real name, Noam?
Yes.
Okay.
Oswald doesn't speak up. How do we even know that's the truth?
I don't want to be that guy, but can I roll a perception on that?
Spells?
Insight. It's insight.
It's insight. It's insight. Gotcha.
Yeah. I think the trust is at an all time low right now. I think we need a zone of truth to be safe.
I don't
trust zone of truth then.
I'm not saying that it's an insult. I'm saying that is a precaution.
Aswago, truth.
Trigger.
Insight. Noam, your name's actually Noam, right?
The secrets are crazy right now.
I don't know.
Yo, are you not even God knows their name.
Are you lying or kind of what is it? I think 16's good enough to know if you're kind of bluffing or not.
Her name is Mom.
Okay. I thought so, but sometimes even I don't. It's actually Noom. We've been gaslit the entire time.
It depends on the pronunciation, guys.
At this point, Aswago will approach Noam and cast Zone of Truth. Noam, do you resist?
No. She said cast it.
Perfect. Aswago will look at everyone. The spell's cast. She can only speak the truth.
Alright. Noam, are you an enemy spy?
Define enemy.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is what you guys had to deal with me. I'm sorry.
Being sent from an enemy of the empire that we currently serve.
I'm not from another empire.
Are you here to gather information for an opposing faction?
Possibly, yes.
What do you mean, possibly?
What do you mean, possibly? It's
I'm going
yes
to slowly
no.
raise the manacles again.
Osvago's going to look at you, Noam. Who do you hold allegiance to?
As in which...
Answer the question. Who do you hold allegiance to? What is your idea of that?
I hold allegiance to...
Oh, fuck, I forgot his name.
Can't be ousted in interrogation if you don't know anything.
I can't admit shit if I don't remember.
Yo, I think this was Shadowheart's plotline.
We're dealing with a top-class spy here, fellas.
Oh god, wait, please tell me this isn't Shadowheart's storyline. I really hope it's not. I haven't gotten that far in the game, considering Baldur's Gate 3 just came out.
Yeah. Not sponsored.
Dude, last week we said the demo came out. No.
Baskin Robbins, please sponsor us.
Baskin Robbins? What?
What?
Why Baskin Robbins?
Baskin Robbins.
Dude, I'd rather Coldstone.
Bro got hungry.
No, but Noam, do you have an answer to that?
Yeah. I hold allegiance to Gasbug.
What?
Gasbug.
Gasbug?
Yeah.
Gasbug or Gaspard?
Gasbug.
Oh, Gasbug. But isn't that like a type of bug?
No, it's a person.
Osvago will kind of pipe up again. Who is he?
He's my mentor.
What does mentor mean?
I think it means teacher.
Yeah.
Teacher of what?
Training me.
To do what?
Yes, thank you, Chris.
I'm really appreciating these vague answers.
But fight for what?
Noam, I know that you are smart and that you know what we are asking you.
Yes, but it seems like she's skirting around the truth as to not give us information.
The intentional vagueness does not help.
Can I put the manacles on her?
No, we're not doing that yet.
Oh.
He taught me how to fight with my sword and how to do the rune stuff that I do and grow big. And he also taught me about my shape-changing ability.
Why swear to God, you old hag, why are you here to spy on us?
She's not old, she's 20, she said that.
Hey kid, why are you here to spy on us?
So I can use the the abilities to gain information. I don't know what they do with the information.
Oh, sick, so you're
I
just a-
I my missions.
Do you have it? Is there someone in the army that you report to with this information?
No.
Do you have a spell to give information?
No, once my mission's done, I report back to my base of operations.
Where?
Well, then how do you know when your mission's done?
This one's a bit sketchy.
Where is very important.
Where is that base of operations? Please enlighten us.
Platus 4.
Oh! Shit.
Isn't that one of the places you wanted to go to?
I never wanted to go there. You wanted to go there.
I know!
I swear, wasn't it that bone place? I already forgot.
The place closest to where the dragons were last seen.
I didn't know that place.
I was interested in the dragons. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's a secret society that's, you know, spying on this army.
Your man is definitely going to want to know about this.
I was about to say, dude.
Osvago's going to look. While I don't wish to fight, I think at this point we should cover.
Manacles?
Well, I believe you would like to work with her. If we let her go free and command was to know about this, I will have to tell Ophelia we have a spy in our midst. I do not wish to be branded a traitor.
Well, we have to tell her about this either way. Yeah, it's just a matter of how we deal with it. I'm sure you probably will get executed. Probably.
Yeah, you're gonna have to talk to Ophelia about this. They don't. I don't know enough about this.
This isn't like that's not our call to make.
Yeah.
Were you supposed to run if you got found out?
Yeah, well, the idea was not to get found out.
That didn't answer the
But what happened?
But I'm certain there was a plan if you did. What was it?
To escape.
Oh my.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can cover. Yeah.
Woo! He like run, walked up.
I immediately. I still have some spare rope, right? Actually, we have cuffs. Wait, hang on.
No,
right?
No.
Yeah, we have cuffs.
Juby has manacles.
Okay.
Juby brought manacles. Bro's been waiting all day.
I bought my own cash, by the way.
Juby's ready to cuff.
He does this like he's practiced it many times, by the way. They just like slaps it on you. Do you resist?
No, Nomu will just hold out a hand.
All right, he looks like very proud, like locking them in. It's a little tight.
I'm gonna say it. I don't know how well it's gonna work on a shapeshifter, but.
I'm gonna double tap it with some rope, just to be sure.
Oh shit! Well, you got trust issues.
Well, Noam,
I mean, I don't.
Osvago will look. Well, she's in the zone of truth. Noam, are you? If we cuff you, are you at the moment planning to run away using your powers?
No, because I know I can't take you guys.
Oh, when you get an when you get an opportunity, you're gonna try to run away.
That made my day.
Maybe. Maybe not. It depends on if my life's in danger. If my life's in danger, I'm gone.
Can I bind her legs as well? I have enough rope, I can bind her legs.
Hey, to bind her legs, I can carry her.
So by the way, Ace, in order to do that, I'm going to need you to take your 60-foot of rope. Please split it into two 30-foot pieces. It'll be important.
Fantastic. And I have enough rope between, like, the guy who surrendered and also Noom, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. Okay. So in your, like, pack, you would have 60 feet of rope. Everyone would. I believe you just get the base adventurer's pack from what I said you all get. So everyone does have 60 foot of rope. Just make sure that we know you are cutting your rope.
Got it. I am cutting my rope. 2 30s.
Yep.
At which point, if anyone tries to tie her leg, she is going to struggle.
Well, she's got to be able to walk, y'all.
I can carry her.
I prefer to walk and not be carried.
I'd prefer if we didn't have a spy in our group.
I would have to agree with the what are you again? I look over at Jimmy.
Oh my god.
Apologies, it didn't cross my mind.
It's okay. We're kind of uncommon, but like we're also everywhere at the same time.
Listen, I'm confused.
This is not how I wanted today to go.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. But on another hand, we also have this place, and this is our first lead. And this guy is also one of our first leads, so we're going to have to interrogate him later, too. Do you have more than one clue? Excuse me. Do you also have more than one charge of Zone of Truth? That's my question.
I can cast it one more time today.
Got it. Well, it depends on what Ophelia wants us to do with Brody. He's gonna gesture to the one-armed bandit.
We could probably bring him over to the commander and she could take it from there.
Probably. But I think investigating this place is also gonna be very important.
Yeah, speaking of which, she should be here soon, right? We did send a little fluff ball.
Yeah, I didn't send Mochi.
You did send a little rabbit about halfway across the city.
Mochi's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Mochi's fine for her life right now.
Yeah, it's still good. It takes you like an hour to cross the city. It'll take Mochi a bit, okay?
Like right at the moment, you got like some Dark Souls music as she's like 1v1ing a rat.
My baby!
Yeah, what you guys do is up to you. Ophelia will not be showing up for a while.
Alright.
Got it.
Let's...
I want to check out... I'll shut the hatch. First. Secondly, I'm gonna...
So you go up and shut the hatch. The issue is the hatch is mostly broken. It's still only like halfway shuts.
Good one, Chris. You really prevented all the problems. Good job, man. As he walks over to the desk. Way to handle this. Security.
Oh,
all right. I'm going to check the desk. I would like... What is on the desk?
Yeah, so as you check the desk, again, there's kind of that... Rat's body with a raven's head that's been sewed onto it is kind of this grotesque altar to the Raven Queen. And then also the only book on the desk, open to a page about, kind of glancing over it, you see diagrams of human bodies and talking about kind of the grafting process. How to kind of take a monster part, attach it to a human to make it one with themselves.
Yeah, Chris is actually going to shut the book after kind of looking over that.
Those are kind of the only things that were on the desk. The desk otherwise is pretty clean. I say clean. Still probably pretty grisly sight, but no other items.
Did I go through?
No, sorry, you did not go through.
Gotcha. He will fold one of the pages. That page and actually shut it, because it's making him uncomfortable. Just kind of... skimming through it and ew.
Yep, that's all good.
And then also turn the statue so it starts stop staring at me. Check for I don't feel like this guy was much into traps, so I'm just gonna check the sides and everywhere inside.
Yeah, I don't need a roll for this. Kind of checking the entire area, there are no signs of traps. Nothing. It almost seems like he was very much in a rush to get in here. Like, the place is pretty thrown apart.
Yeah. Okay. What about the corpses here? I'm not gonna like what I see, but I'm gonna check anyway.
So, looking at the corpses, there are kind of... It's very mixed bag. There seem to be corpses that skeletonized, probably dead for a long time. Some probably been dead for months, weeks. And then there are probably some fresher corpses.
Oh. How fresh would you... Could I estimate? Or would I need to check?
Give me a medicine check for that one.
Gotcha.
Sometime in the last week.
Okay, sick. So, any clothing, pieces of identification?
No. Most of these people probably would have been stripped and all their belongings kind of thrown into a pile in the corner.
Got it. I'll actually check that pile in the corner then, looking, kind of sorting it and seeing if I can find, pieces of identification, especially if they're citizens of this region. Like, of this city specifically.
I'd say probably not, like... I'm trying to think. There's no, like, certain identification, except for soldiers, where you kind of get that crest.
If there's a family heirloom, a, like, family crest...
No, I'd say from the condition of these items and kind of the bodies... Even though they're dead, you can tell most of these people are probably pretty poor, pretty down on their luck.
Yeah.
Nothing of importance. You probably find a couple daggers, some scraps of clothes. Nothing you would deem important.
Gotcha. Chris would still check through everything, see if there's any way to before.
Yes.
If you're like this little guy over here, like you're on the same side, why'd you hit him? Why'd you help us?
I've never met him before.
But, like, you called your sister, right? Or is that, like,
presumptuous, yeah.
So, have you always been like that?
Like what?
You know, all the wings and a tail.
No, they were my rewards.
Oh, so you used to be normal at one point.
I
well, the pots are away currently, so it's just her young form.
Is that like a badge of honor to have that many?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't either.
Rewards for what?
Some cool missions.
Yeah.
And they help me go into deeper color.
What? I'm sorry, but what faction are you part of that sends you on these missions? You've never stated that.
All I know is the church and the orders that I'm given from Gasberg.
What church?
The Raven Queen.
So you and him!
You were from here! Didn't you?
Yeah, I'm from Plattisville.
So you're not from Malkania.
Plattisfall is, in fact, territory of Malkania.
Oh. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is both you and this guy follow the same guy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Kind of looks to the dead bodies in the corner. Looks back over.
Do you experiment on corpses?
No.
Where are you on the totem pole?
I don't know.
Yeah, they really keep their operatives in the dark, don't they?
I'm about to say, yeah. They don't tell you shit. Do you know anything else? I hope you've thought, like, okay, why do I have these missions? What's the point of this mission? What are the mission if it's just cover and information?
No, there's been assassinations.
Oh, sick. So.
Oh, goodness, who?
Do you question these orders? Do you follow them blindly?
There's been no need to question the orders.
Yeah, there's a...
So. You should always question people in authority.
Yeah, just,
Why, Gasberg's my mentor. He wouldn't do anything to harm.
Dude.
I hate to be the boss one to break him. This news to
go assassinate this guy.
Not even my queen would give us that kind of order.
Dude. So who have you assassinated then?
Yeah.
I was never told names.
What do you mean? How did you find him? How did you kill him?
Well, you just like you kill
Joe on the side of the street and then go target
brain aneurysm with the mind.
I was just given a picture, yeah.
What if he had like a twin brother?
Well, I guess you just gotta kill like two people in that case, right?
That must have been really annoying. Just, hey, excuse me, have you seen this guy?
All right.
No reason.
I don't mean to like to speak ill, but I'm gonna be honest. These people suck. They ain't telling you shit.
Yeah, they're not telling you anything. You're supposed to just kill people on orders, and it sounds like you've been heavily, what is the term that's going to drive me insane?
Brainwashed?
Brainwashed is accurate. Indoctrinated. That's much more, that works the best. Brainwashed also worked. But yeah, it sounds to me like you've
the
been...
The original point of who have you killed is still scratching on my
mind. Oh, we don't know. Just people. Just people from this image. Do you still have the images on you?
It could have been heads of government or just, you know, gay from down the street.
A bad artist.
You know, you gotta see if you're a serial killer or not. You keep mementos and trophies.
How many people have you killed?
Oh shit, you do, look.
Not as many as you would think. I've only killed... I don't know. Two or three.
Oh, yeah, that's
number.
Okay.
I'm being too cool about this. I should be more upset.
I'm sorry, but we're just going to brush over the fact two or three, meaning you've done it so for a period in which you don't recall the qualitative numbers of how many you've murdered.
I started going on missions when I was 12.
Oh, that's sad.
I don't think that makes things better. That did not console
me in
the slightest.
Wait, so you've only gotten, like, two or three kills over, like, 12 years?
12 years?
12 years? She's 20. That's like...
Oh, sorry, I forgot. That's pretty sad, I'm not gonna lie. If I was an assassin, that
would
be
What's really sad is that we don't know who those two or three are. They could have been heads of state or just any random
person.
They could have,
like,
the
dude, they could have been, like, creating the next invention to, like, save the universe.
A what?
And we wouldn't know.
In fact, I...
Or, straight up, they could have been random people just to make her prove that she listens.
Oh my gosh, that's even worse to me.
Yeah. I mean, they're already dead, so we can't do much about it.
Yeah, you're right. Well, the Raven Queen
came, seriously,
apparently.
Like,
the way...
Two or three people in that many span of years, you're a terrible assassin.
Holy
shit. Oh.
You've assassinated people. You fit the criteria.
Okay, yeah, I have assassinated people, but...
That makes you an assassin.
I'm not solely an assassin. I have probably gone on more intel gathering missions than assassination missions.
Ah,
what intel
like
have you gathered here?
What, current?
Or, like, wouldn't they...
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be more like a spy that with assassin capabilities if they're not primarily an assassin?
This one was more of a long run mission.
That's a pretty short run.
Obviously, I failed, and if I do escape and go back, I don't want to face Lady Min.
So I guess I'm gonna kill you for failing.
No. I'll probably get 2 months in the box and some whipping.
Yeah, are you sure that's the best place for you to live and, like, be a part of?
How much do they pay?
Jubi, I swear.
I still have
some
spare
rope. I'm about to go tell you to stand in the gosh darn corner.
Which one?
I'm paid with
living. Over there.
Where? This one?
Yeah.
Alright. Jubi gonna stand in the corner.
Oh. You know, if he listens, that's great.
No, they would love to hire him in that case.
Man, I'm not even in authority. Jubi, you need to listen to my earlier thing about questioning people in authority.
No, Jubi, stay in the corner.
Okay, you know, now that Chris is saying that...
Are you fucking serious?
Okay, he only questions orders when it's...
At least he's taking...
Jubi only listens to women.
Oh, jeez.
I only truly listen to one, though.
The queen. Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Ophelia.
Well, she's like my temporary boss. I kind of have to.
So, like, you're... If I were to ask you how loyal you are to the people you work with,
it'd be weird if you weren't loyal.
Hush.
I'm as loyal as I have to be.
See?
Yeah, you're gonna try and kill us in our sleep.
Okay, so
I am not gonna try and kill you in your sleep.
If they told you to kill us in your our sleep, would you?
That's a different story.
Have you, like,
honestly, it sounds like they ain't done shit for you.
I mean, she's probably, like, disposable. I don't know why they would.
I convinced her that being experimented on was a fucking reward.
No, by the way.
The wings are pretty cool.
They are.
Oh, yeah, that's actually really sick.
Yeah, that is. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, all those things on her are a little cool.
Yeah, but Dave's dead, so she could get wings. I'm just saying, I think the process in which you obtain these gifts, while amazing gifts, it comes into question of the information that you were able to gather. Wow. What is the information you do gather when infiltrating these areas?
Yeah.
What do you get? Planned. Yeah, what do you get? What have you been taking notes on? What have you been studying here?
Am I a high threat?
Anything, if it's anything like Rose's notes, you ain't got shit.
The info varies. It'd be, I think, one mission was military strength. Another was crops. So it varies.
Food production, troop strength, all the things needed to make an assessment whether or not we can be taken on in a fight. That is not ideal.
So they do give you an idea on what kind of information you're supposed to get.
Yeah.
What about this one? What were you supposed to get?
They didn't give me the info on this one. This one, I was going to get the information later on after I get a higher standing in the army.
Oh, so you were just supposed to, you know, like, entrench yourself in our ranks.
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to get our trust.
Oh, wow!
How goes that?
Dang.
And honestly, the only person in this group worth assassinating, from my assessment, I'm not going to, is Victoria.
I mean, yeah, they are
from a noble family. Magnitudes of comfort. I am so relieved only knowing that only one of
Chris folds his arms.
Insulted and a little complimented.
What? So what is your assessment then? That, you know, what would give you that conclusion?
Well, she is a noble. Yeah. And with ties to the crown.
Whoops. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it. You know, like...
Wow, so...
I like that you're fucking sad.
And, like, the rest of us, they just kind of, like...
Wait, so that was the reason, like, that was the criteria that led you to think, oh, we should, like, I would have to assassinate this person.
I think she was saying, like, whoever, like, even holds any value of a killing in the first place. We're not...
Yeah.
We're kind of nobodies.
Oh, wow, so you've done that previously, and done that assessment previously.
I think it's just fake assessment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because it sounded like you've done that before, and if you have two or three bodies...
I've done that before.
No, okay. I mean, like, Chris, like, it's obviously kind of like, when you kill, like, a nobody cadet, or, like, a noble cadet, you know?
Yeah, but it's not what you want to hear when this person's supposed to be fighting with you.
Yeah, it's definitely not the best thing. I think she might get fired.
I did fail one of my assassination attempts.
Oh.
I'm glad they got away.
You could have had at least like 3 or 4. Still pretty bad odds.
Shut up,
Jimmy. Okay, well, who were they? So we can... do you know their name? You don't know their name. We've established that.
Do you know what they
What city was it in?
That was so long ago, I don't remember. All this
convenient.
Right, like, it would have been like within like 8 years, right?
Yeah.
How do you not remember that?
Honestly,
you failed to try to kill somebody. I failed trying to kill Killjoy. I remember that.
Alright.
Hey, Mel.
I was...
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of us? What's your opinion on us?
Apart from Juby being...
Being what?
We all know the answer, but I still want to hear
gun-ho.
It. Not the word I would have used, but...
Sorry. If I stop talking, it's because I'm coughing. I'm still somewhat sick.
No
problem.
Good. I think you guys are a motley crew that... I like.
Wow.
I'm gonna walk up. You like us?
No.
Immediately folds. I'm like, immediately.
Victoria, please step away from the prisoner.
Well, let hear me out.
No. We'll hear you out in court.
Man, you would.
I'm not in
I'm just saying, like, you would get, like...
I'm just saying, if, you know, she likes us, we, like, Noam, you could work with us, and we're not going to put you in a box for 2 months and whip you.
Well, it are depends on the trial and the hearing. And
yeah, again, like, this is...
It wouldn't be a box, per se, but...
Hey, Juby and Jabbar, go stand in the fucking corner.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that at the moment. I have to watch the prisoners.
I don't want
to. I'm watching, and Chris is.
I guess I'm volunteered for this now.
I don't think it's a good idea that you just, like, immediately get on the prisoner's side, which is a compliment.
I'm not on her goddamn side. I'm saying...
Eyebrow raise.
She could be an asset if we do this right.
Of course. We just, like, got to wait for the actual law.
I feel like this could be too much of a security risk to try.
Listen.
Well, I don't want her hurt. I like her too.
I agree with both viewpoints. I think the best course of action for right now is we wait for Ophelia to show up. We communicate the situation. We approach it accordingly. See what she says. And let the higher-ups handle the higher-up stuff. Handle on the mission at hand, which originally was trying to find the people from Azahoon who keep bombing shit. And I can say that now officially because he said that. Yes!
Yay!
At least I...
So we just wait for Ophelia now?
Motherfucker. They probably got away because of all this shit. That's me.
Yeah, but we got this one.
Yeah, we got like two people. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I just...
What were you saying, Noah?
One of the rats did get away, so yeah, maybe. Not that we really had a lead on any of where they exactly were.
I don't know, this, like, you know, the circle here is a pretty big lead.
Yeah, he knows where they left. Yeah, he'll let us know where... Shit, I don't want to interrogate him right now, I think.
It's a very messy workplace. There's, like, books everywhere. There's corpses over there.
Dude, don't get me started. How do you maintain, like, a healthy study environment here?
I don't think you can in a sewer.
He's muzzled.
No, I'm just saying that, like... Just saying that.
Oh! I'm just gonna take a seat here while we wait.
But we're just gonna wait in a sewer.
Yeah.
Here. Chris will actually start making a... He'll use an icy inspiration die and create, like, an ice flooring. Nice. Careful, watch your step, but it's better than the sewer floor.
Oh. Thank you.
Pretty cold.
Yeah, that's ice, buddy.
I'll take a seat on the ice floor.
Yeah, just don't.
The frozen excrement?
He made it, like, rough. The texture was rough enough so you're not just gonna slide and eat crap.
Okay.
But it's still ice.
It's also not, you know, frozen excrement. He can just kind of, like, make ice from the water in the air. So it's all clean.
Oh, God. Okay, from my perspective was, he just froze the water there, and it's just frozen shit all the way.
Oh my god.
Oh,
no, there is a layer of ice over top of the excrement. Does that help?
Yes, it helps a lot. I didn't want to step on some poopsicles, you know?
Wow, that is a new feel a lot.
Find out the flavor.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. I am so tired, and I don't have the energy to be angry right now.
Aw.
Time skip.
Can't believe you said time skip while they're still talking. Wild.
Wow.
I didn't hear any. So messed up. I didn't hear anything. What happened?
We were talking, transition. And Mary just said, time skip.
Going to Egypt now.
Yeah. Do we want to actually try to interrogate this guy while we wait for Ophelia?
I don't want to talk to him. He's annoying.
Yeah, he's weird.
He can't be talking.
I only saw it from like a distance. Yeah, it's just like there's like a bunch of lava.
Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah, I'm sorry. If I swear, dude, if I peer over and see you trying to lick off the ice and shove moss in your mouth.
Who?
He's not doing any. He got hog tied.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot! Yeah. When did that happen? Sorry.
I did that.
Thank you.
Oh, those are really good knots.
Thank you. I learned from the best.
Who's the best?
The factory he came from. Dude, seriously, I think they made him off the assembly line. Look at him.
He's like,
looking at the blankest stare possible.
You can use those words in character, Talon.
there's no emotion.
He is like a pretty like standard human soldier, right?
That's harsh, Chris.
It's pretty cold, sorry.
Oh, well, seriously, like, I've had this point, like, earlier. He's, like, pretty normal, diligent. Like, why is he here? You think he would be, like, I think he would do pretty well in, like, normal units. Well, what did you do to get here?
Wow.
Gordon, too. Aphelia.
Yeah, are you in...
Yeah, like, Aphelia, he's a misfit. I'm like, why is he a misfit? He doesn't seem misfit. Sorry.
Are you insulting... First off, are you insulting us or are you insulting him? I'm confused.
Probably both.
How is it an insult? We're put here because we're just don't work well with the others.
Oh, we're fine.
You don't. Well, don't say that, Chris.
There's a reason. Yeah, you're a noble, so you got put here. Like what? From what I've heard, nobles don't really set up to be like soldier much, right? You're not. And then like we also have like the Maldoon guy over here.
Maldoon.
Thank you. You know,
I hate that place, but if you're gonna call it by its name, you should.
I suppose it bird giant. That is gonna point over to gnome. There's all kinds of things.
I'm human.
That's a great question. So, yeah, what about that? Yeah, well, why do you believe you're here? Specifically to Landau. That go through?
No.
It did to me.
What?
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Chris says to Chris asks Landau, why do you believe you're a part of our squad?
He ponders this for a moment. Perhaps someone decided that this squad needed a straight arrow, as it were, to keep the rest in line.
You're doing a shit job.
Or maybe were you like too good of a soldier and they were like maybe higher up and scared of his rank and he moved you to a different unit.
Or maybe it's the fact that he don't have no emotions.
Maybe. He doesn't like having fun much.
Yeah, you gotta have a little bit of fun, man.
Fun.
Oh, see? The way he said that.
See? So that's the reason why. You have no humanity.
I'm very human. I don't have any tails or wings, so I think I fall in the line.
So we can all see why he's in here, right?
Yeah. Thank God, I was worried. Oh shit! Hold on, I gotta like lose consciousness real quick.
Why is that such a Juby thing to say? Oh, by the way, I haven't said it. At this point, Zone of Truth would drop.
Cool. Yeah, by the way, I'm just messing with you. I hope that's not, like, actually offending you.
I don't get offended.
That's not true.
I can offend you.
Don't make it like a goal, Chris.
It's a goal. You can't say, I don't get offended, and then say that in front of me specifically and not expect me to try to offend you now. I'm a simple guy.
Someone told you that you and Chris must be related because you look alike. Would you be offended then?
No.
Dude, we are just like each other. Look at us. Look at us. He wraps an arm around him, just like smiles next to him.
Literally, the only thing that's the same is that you're both blonde.
I was about to say, is Landau blonde? And then I realized we actually have art of his face, finally.
We do!
I'm gonna go back to faceless characters after this.
Oh my goodness.
Your arm's still around me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna reach up with Benj.
What happened? Oh, what happened? Ah, shit, ow.
Consciousness is bad.
For all you listeners or watchers. You know,
not to
steal your damage. Steal your damage.
24 does hit, Landau.
Holy shit!
Okay, apparently I put full voltage into it. Oh. Okay.
Landau!
Shit! Okay. That's on no. It like actually raises the hand. That's on me. That's on me. I know what I was doing.
Honestly, I'm a little proud.
What?
Yeah. The night
hear me out. Yeah,
I can't wait to hear this. As he's
on
like
his own volition, and it's not part of being a soldier.
The programming broke. Ow.
I mean, if you're talking about doing stuff not to his programming, oh, no,
that
hurt a lot.
But true to my word, I was not offended.
Hey, it's a memento. Don't heal it.
Oh, goodness.
Seriously, I'm not going to forget that kick, Landau. I was tired.
Oh, my goodness.
Perfect. Yeah. So, I would like to just say before you go on, would we like to wait for Ophelia? Or would you guys like to keep talking and kind of role playing out? It's up to you.
I want to wait for Ophelia.
Can I get my healing?
No.
You're no. You're what?
Can I get my healing, chat? That shit hurt a lot.
Say that to us, Fog. Okay, can you please get my healing?
All right, let's put a vote down in the comment section below. Should Chris get some healing?
I need a fucking medic bag.
I think not.
Osvago will. Oh wait, does someone else heal? Oh no, Jubi said no. Oh, I can't no. believe this.
Oh, I think I actually just shocked his lung or something. He's dying now.
Ugh, yeah, you've affected my nervous system. Thanks.
You get 10 health back from Osvago healing you.
Shakes it out of his hand. Thank you.
But Osvago's kind of look, no more messing around. I don't have much more healing left in me.
Swear. The only thing I will do is attempt to... Nope. Dude, that was a good hit. I wasn't expecting it. That's actually... That was pretty condescending. I'm sorry.
Well, considering I didn't hit you, only slightly.
Shocked me. I would argue those terms are synonymous.
I would think a hit is more of a strike. All I did was reach up and make hand-to-hand contact.
So you made physical contact with me, which was considered a strike. Okay. Do not start this.
I ain't starting it. Don't worry.
I still have charge in my hands.
He's threatening. Yeah, get her next.
You're gonna like touch your hair, just the
touch my hair, and I will smack the shit out of you with it.
With your
hair? Sorry, that was really aggressive.
Chris's intrusive thoughts are about to take over.
Usually don't really hear that kind of talk unless you're drinking.
making me mean.
You're mean when you drop.
I didn't do anything. That was not my fault.
Nothing changed.
It was within you the whole time.
Yeah.
That's just who you truly were.
Hanging around those foxes all the time, you're gonna get
mean. Secretly a mean person the whole time?
Secretly? I'm sorry.
You know, like, you don't really truly know yourself. It's like one of those situations.
What? I mean, maybe I could afford to be a little more mean.
Well, what would the end goal be?
I don't know. I don't want to be mean. I don't like it.
Being mean does have its benefits. Sometimes you have to be a dick. It's objectively.
Yeah.
Yeah, Juby knows. Right, Juby? Try getting him. But yeah, there's pros and cons to it. Just approach it how you use your... You're not stupid. You'll figure it out. Use your context clues.
Thanks, Chris.
There's probably like too many young Bombay who are like too kind.
Define too kind, because too kind to us might mean something different than you.
Me, but without the attitude.
So like normal.
I hope you all know, after this I've taken the longest nap. Please do not disturb me.
I'm totally going to.
I'll sleep through it.
What happened to us waiting for Ophelia?
No.
Right.
Oh shit. Do you guys want?
You guys chose to speak. I let it happen.
Man, you gotta put a stop to our RP sometimes.
No, RP, it's fun.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, we'll wait for Ophelia
time limit?
While we go on a 10-minute tangent.
So much time here.
All right, bring me Ophelia.
Okay. After about just an hour more of waiting, you will eventually hear kind of the clanking of armor on... I'm not going to say that. That's going to be gross. But the clanking of armor making its way down and to kind of the hatch where you guys are. You hear the little pitter-patter of feet as Mochi's, like, hopping along.
I hear my baby! Ophelia, we're down here!
Jump down! The water's fine! It's frozen!
That was a silly thing to say, Jimmy.
It is frozen. You see, like, taps on it. I think it's melting, actually.
Oh my goodness.
At this point, she will go to the top of the hatch, kind of call down. Hello, is everyone down there?
Yeah. Hey, okay. How did we get out?
There's in fact a ladder there.
Oh, okay, great.
And with kind of heavy clanking of her full plate armor, Ophelia will make her way down the hole to you all.
She has intro music. She has intro music.
She has an intro when she climbs down the ladder.
Oh man, sorry.
Guys, the cavalry's here.
Freaking NPR.
NPR? Did you really just say that? Yes, Ophelia will make her way down, and she is going to look around, do a head count to the group. I see you have two prisoners. Where's Noam?
Oh, I'm gonna point to Noam.
He's still in the armor.
Doesn't matter that you're in the armor. Face looks different.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
Got a bit of a makeover, you can tell.
So, Noam is not really an old woman?
Some kind of spy or something.
I see, she's grafted.
Oh, you know what that is?
She is? What the?
All right. Sorry. Hoping you all wouldn't see them until you reach the front lines, but let's take her up. We've got to go put her in prison. Is it a common thing? Yes, on the front lines, very much so.
Hey, like, no, I'm like, if they say they're going to execute you, I'm going to, like, say no and all, but I can't do much besides that.
Christopher, the Raven Queen.
What does that mean?
The Raven Queen, the goddess of undeath. Oftentimes her followers like to kill and maim creatures, stitch their body parts together to make abominations.
Oh, God, that's what you do?
And after a while, they realized instead of sending mindless dogs with other monster parts into battle, they could simply augment themselves.
That's kind of fucked up, Norm.
I mean, we already knew that. That is, yeah, it is messed up.
I thought they just, like, you know, popped them out with magic. Didn't think they'd actually get them from bodies.
Yeah.
But at this point, she will kind of look. Someone grab Noam's manacles. I'll pick up the other guy. I'm assuming both of them are our prisoners now. I will have you all escort me and help me move them into the prison.
Will do. You might want to get people down for those bodies, too. We don't know who they are.
Yes, we will have a cleanup crew come through. Now I must ask a question.
Oh, no.
Shoot. Is this man, the Big Jaw, associated with the terrorist who set off the bomb? Is this...
No.
Oh, no.
He has information. No, he objectively is not. He said he had information regarding that. However, he's also doing, what's it called?
Experiments?
He's also a follower of the Raven Queen, as you can see, as he gestures to the half-turned statue in the corner.
I see. And, upon figuring this out, did Noam turn against you all? How did you unearth the spy?
Noam was knocked unconscious, and due to that...
I see.
We were able to figure that out. Noam did not attempt to fight us or tried to kill us, and da-da-da.
Surely it was just the one who tried to tie up her feet.
Yes.
What did you say, Jimmy?
She only tried to resist when we tied up her feet.
Like, it's all fine.
Like, not a leg, not feet.
Legs. Feet are part of the same thing.
Feet touched, which, considering Falula, I understand.
Gotta keep Falula away from feet. Give Philly a thumbs up.
Help me move them to the prison. Their execution date will be decided by the queen later.
Wait!
Oh, so it's like predetermined. No. I'm sorry, Noam. Wait, no. Sorry, Noam. That's the best I can do.
But Noam didn't really do nothing.
He's a spy.
Noam is a spy that infiltrated my squad.
Not to mention conducted multiple assassinations.
Oh, she's also conducted assassinations.
Oh my goodness.
If you wish to...
She can be helpful.
Does she owe allegiance to you, Victoria?
No.
Who does she owe allegiance to?
Some bug.
Some guy named,
Gasberg.
Gasberg.
Only because he's my mentor.
No, but if the Raven Queen said we have to die tomorrow, we're dead tomorrow.
Never got any orders from the Raven Queen. Only got my orders from Gasberg.
Okay, well, Gasberg said we're dead to die by tomorrow, we're dead tomorrow.
Not cool, Noam.
Yes, I'm afraid her fate has almost been predetermined at this point.
Well, she could be an asset if we get her to our side.
Ophelia's gonna kind of look at you. At this point, she still has her kind of heavy faceplate covering her face. She's gonna look at you. She lied to join the army. pretended to be an old lady. The call isn't up to me or you. The call is to the queen.
Finally, we had connections.
Could you put that in, like, the report that she could be an asset?
I will put it in the report. Is that all?
Yeah.
There was also, like, a bunch of grafted, like, rats and a goblin.
Yes, I saw their bodies on the way here. It's quite disgusting.
Dude, they suck.
It hurt. A lot.
You all seem quite tired.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. So, is this me, like, the one inspired?
Yes.
Fired.
Noam is fired, and we shall see what happens.
All right, Noam, come on, let's go.
But at this point, she will kind of just hoist up the hog-tied man and start kind of dragging him out of the sewers, expecting you all to follow him. She is very strong. She is kind of just lifting him one-handed.
Yeah. She'll be able to grab the manacles. Yeah, you know, follow right behind.
Person who ends up with her is going to be so lucky.
God, I'm tired.
Yeah, nice save.
Do you want to ride on Firefly?
Is that an option?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll take you home. Let's go.
Okay. At this point, you all kind of follow Ophelia back out of the sewers, retracing your steps.
I got a question. How are we going to get Noam up there with our hands cuffed?
I'm pretty sure she still can climb.
So, well, what? Like, up the ladder? She can climb with her hands cuffed.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
You cuff them in front of her, too, so... If they were cuffed behind, I would say someone probably just, like... Maybe you, like, hoist her up with a rope. I don't actually know, but...
She's hanging like the dog from Undertale.
She uses her wings to fly up. But no, she can climb up using her hands just fine. So, at this point, you kind of lead Noam and the other prisoner by their manacles to following Ophelia. Ophelia, at this point, will kind of lead you all to the front gates of the actual kind of castle. Christopher, you riding on Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
She leads you to the front gate of the castle. You can see these kind of heavily armored, heavily adorned royal guards sitting in front. They kind of bring their spears to ready as Ophelia comes up. Oh, gosh. I need to remember something. Da-da-da, da-da-da. What is her name? What is her name? No, what is her name? Ophelia's name.
Ophelia?
Ophelia's name.
Ophelia? That's her name?
Just give me a second.
Lovely weather we're having.
Yes, she will look up. I am Ophelia Kalos. I have two prisoners of the highest priority, both grafted of the Raven Queen's army. I wish to pass through, speak to my sister.
The Raven Queen.
Shut up. You know I have trouble.
Sorry. I have to say it. I'm sorry.
The Raven Queen. Yep, calling her that from now on. But, yep, the two guards actually hearing that will let her pass. Kind of knowing her armor, knowing the family. You all will be led kind of to the right of the castle. You don't go into the castle itself. You're all led to this kind of underground prison system underneath some stairs. Into a holding cell, you throw both of your prisoners, Noam and the other. And then Ophelia will kind of look to you all. All right. Everyone go clean up. Go rest, sleep. Tomorrow's your day off. I will do briefing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, job well done.
See you, Norm. And just walks away.
I wish you luck in not execution.
Yeah, I hope you don't die.
I hope I don't die either.
That makes some of us actually. Spargo doesn't seem too keen on you.
Osvago is very cross. But yeah, as Ophelia kind of looks to you all, are you all leaving now?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that through doesn't do well for the breathing bags.
Chris, how much weight can a night fox hold?
Why are you asking that?
Because I also want to ride on Firefly.
She can hold two people.
Ophelia. Shit. Night, Ophelia.
Yes, Christopher?
Yeah. Could you keep us up to date with what the one-armed bandit says? He said, yeah.
Oh, actually, I completely forgot to do this. She 100% would have told you to strip him of his weapons.
Oh, shit, did we not do that?
No one did yet.
Dang.
Yeah, you guys would have stripped him of two falchions.
Oh, what the fuck?
Dang.
Both these kind of, like, obsidian black-colored red veins running through the blades, kind of jagged and sharp.
Wow.
Does he only have one arm? What does he have two?
Well, maybe when he used to, like...
He, lost it to the, bomb people.
He made the bomb people.
Did he? Did he say
no,
that?
He did not.
I don't think he did.
No, he said the people who sent the bomb went this way. If that was a lie, it's a lie, but that's what he said. We should have sown a truth that, damn it. Whatever. Could you ask him that, Ophelia, please?
Yes, all of this will be brought out of him with a zone of truth.
Thanks.
You're the best.
Hey, they're going to torture him.
No, they're just going to zone of truth.
They be a little torture.
Ophelia kind of looks to you all. They will be tortured.
Noam doesn't know anything.
If Noam
like literally
Noam gives information, I'm sure there won't be reason for torture, but if they prove difficult and the information is not gotten, I mean, it is out of our control, Victoria. If you wish to be a soldier.
Noam, answer them and don't do that roundabout shit you did with us.
Yeah, honestly, it would kind of suck to, like, have you dead. We've only known each other for, like, less than a week.
I will do my best.
You better. You Yay. Better. Anyone hungry? I'm kind of hungry.
At this point, Ophelia will kind of start pushing you all out. Just being like,
okay,
we've spent too much time in the castle. Let's go before my sister shows up.
Oh, let's okay. Does she not like Bombay? I'm getting pushed out.
Yeah, we both have people here we don't want to see. Let's go.
Yes, she hates Bombay. Let's go.
Talon?
There we go.
There we are.
Sorry about that. I was having some issues. But yeah, we just heading back now.
Yeah, we got kicked out.
Okay. I gotta stop by the training hall for a second.
All right.
I'll hitch along.
Come on, Firefly.
Dang.
I'll take Firefly and Chris to the training hall.
Yes, at this point, you all kind of... I'm assuming, Christopher and Ophelia, you both kind of head back to your normal... What is it? My gosh, training hall barracks. That's the word I was looking for.
Area? But you mean Victoria?
What did I say?
You said Ophelia.
Victoria, I'm sorry. My brain is kind of muddled right now.
I'll be following them. You know, flying along.
Yeah, is everyone just kind of heading back to the barracks for now?
Yeah.
You all kind of head back to the barracks. The moon is still probably around... What time would it be? I'm trying to think, sorry. Still be quite... It'd be quite late in the night. Probably still about 4 hours of moonlight left until the sun starts peeking up.
Hmm. Oh, actually, you guys go ahead. I'm gonna go check something out.
Have fun.
Willow's actually gonna go look to the group. I need quite a strong drink after this. I'm going to a bar.
See ya, Willow.
No one follow me. Oh.
Okay.
Didn't plan on it.
Well, now I want to follow.
Now I want to.
Now she is she is leaving.
Why does she think I care?
And
she was just gonna fly away.
Perhaps someone should make sure she doesn't do anything reckless under the influence.
No, now we'll leave her alone. Yeah. Or at least I will.
I don't want to talk to
her. Stupid flights towards the temple district.
Oh yeah, did you? Are you okay, Christopher?
Yeah, my throat sucks.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, Juby, you fly towards the temple district. Where exactly are you going?
I'm looking for that purple temple.
Yeah, actually finding that pretty... You're pretty kind of bog standard, cliche purple wizard's tower. You begin flying your way there.
All right.
So everyone is kind of already going... own ways. Jimmy, we will kind of follow you as you go to this temple.
Oh, shit. Alright.
Doobie-doo.
Oh yeah, city map.
City map, yep, sorry. Please, you make your way to the Temple of R'hllora. At this point, there's still quite a bit of commotion going on. You can hear people kind of muttering inside about magic theory, different types of spells they can cast. But all kind of muddled together to where you can't really understand exactly what conversations are going on.
Is this a magic place? Hello?
There is no response.
Ah, damn. Dude was just gonna walk in.
As you walk in, probably six people all seem to be kind of dressed in these long purple robes. Some of them have kind of stars embroidered onto them. Large, big, floppy wizard hats. They all just kind of turn to face you.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, you.
What? Who?
Who?
I heard a hey you. Did anyone
I think
else
that was
you?
Talon's roommate.
Oh, okay.
A second roommate has joined the team.
No, but so kind of like this older human man, kind of large gray beard, large round spectacles. He's gonna kind of like lean forward a bit to get a better view of you. A Bombay.
Yeah.
What brings you here?
I'm kind of curious, and also the fact I hope you guys might have some answers with some oddities lately. You see, as you know, Bombay usually are Asmodeus followers. But I also have a slight passion for magic.
A Bombay with passion for magic.
Yeah, I'm quite terrible at it, though.
Can you cast any spells? And kind of the group goes around. No, of course he can't. Bombay aren't born with magical abilities.
Here, hold on. He's gonna like pull out his staff and slam it into the ground, and he is going to rage.
Oh God. Okay. please roll on the wild magic table. Why do you get a 9? You pull out your staff, slam it on the ground. Your body is then just overwhelmed by this rush of adrenaline, this rush of just fury and anger. As you again shoot up to 6 foot, your Bombay muscles bulging. And the old man looks at you. That doesn't look like magic.
That's what I was asking!
Oh, there's no need to yell, Bombay.
Sorry, it's a little pump to the energy. I've been studying for the better part of 4 months in about 6 weeks. Sorry, wrong terminologies. 4 years in about 6 months. And I have never been able to successfully find a teacher, but I have been able to develop this little style of mine.
You're kind of looking to you. Wouldn't this just be a blessing of Asmodeus if you're able to physically strengthen yourself?
I can do different things. I can create vines and flowers around me. I can teleport. It just all happens. I don't have control of what happens, though.
And you don't have control. They kind of are like, they're going to look to each other. Okay, come. And they're all gonna kind of squat down and start speaking to each other.
Oh.
Kind of out of ear, not out of earshot for you, but like trying to keep it hidden from you.
So yeah, I was hoping that, you know, you guys who are professionals could help me with this, because the other guy, he just said it doesn't make sense that I know.
No, he's a professional.
The old graying man's gonna look. I feel like this is a question for our cardinal, if you would like to see him.
Yeah, you want me to disable this? I got like, or
if you could, yes, it would be quite a shame if you were to smash our telescope.
Yeah. Okay. He's gonna hit the staff into the ground again, and and fury.
The old wizened man is gonna look. Follow me, I'll take you to him. I think he's stargazing now before the night sky.
Oh, okay, that's great. By the way, that giant one showed up real recently. It never happened before, unlike the others.
Where did you find that, Leslie?
I just searched up Buff B.
It's literally Juby.
That's literally Juby. Will we me? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, why Vaporeon?
Favorite Pokemon.
Is it? That's nice. What a shame.
Right. Shame.
Did you know?
In terms of human capacity, we have a session.
Vaporeon is the most cuddable Pokemon. What, do you guys not know the cuttability copypasta? That's just like the pure version of that one. It's great.
Anyway.
Hey, we're an explicit stream. We're fine. Anyway. Yeah. Juby, you are kind of led up into this room where you will actually see kind of this lone man sitting at the other side of the room, kind of staring into this large telescope. The one thing that kind of catches you off guard is he is a bone tiefling. His skin is bone white. His facial features are gaunt. but he is kind of dressed in, again, this big purple robe, big purple hat. And he's just sitting here, and he'll kind of turn around. Hello! What can I do for you?
Oh, hey. I don't understand this magic I have.
Yes, yes, magic. As you say that, and you kind of come into the room, you watch this man is going to kind of sink into the floor and immediately peer back at your side.
Ah, what the...
Yes, yes. And he kind of just starts, like, moving around your robe, touching your wings on your back, kind of looking all over you. I can't sense much magic from you, Bombay. Are you, in fact, an Asmodeus worshipper? He's gonna go kind of feel your muscles. Well toned, you seem to be quite strong.
Thanks.
100 times 100, Bombay.
Oh. What does that mean?
Okay, quite dumb as well. So not a wizard.
Oh, no.
Why should I want my boy like that?
Damn, even I can't do that.
Show me your best show me your best cantrip.
Maybe I shouldn't have dispelled it. He fears again, slamming into the ground.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Jesus Christ! Wait, are you rolling 1d9?
Oh wait, 1d9! Wait.
No, 1d9 is right.
Yeah. I am, god damn it, it's just lucky.
Dang.
It's just luck. Yeah, you rage again, turning into this buff bee form. He kind of looks to you. That's not a cantrip.
It's the only thing I can do. Again, it's magic I don't understand. I tried learning cantrips. It doesn't go well, and eventually it manifested into this.
See, I didn't feel any magic from you before you did it, but you did. Now I feel magic circulating throughout your veins. Quite particular indeed. He's going to kind of go back to squeezing your muscles.
Alright.
For you, it seems to be in your veins. For most other people, they kind of draw it from the surroundings. It really depends. Quite indeed. May I draw some blood?
Sure.
He's going to pull out a dagger. And he is just going to slice you.
Oh, okay.
After he does, he kind of doesn't offer any healing. Okay, cool.
And I'm just bleeding.
Yes, that's fine. It'll stop up soon. You seem quite hardy for a... Are you a wizard? A sorcerer?
I like to think myself as a wizard.
Are you an apprentice?
Wizard, but...
Do you have a master?
I've had several, but they generally couldn't teach me much and they kicked me out.
I see. Like a child, untrained in the ways. You really don't know what you're doing. How old are you, Bombay? Yeah.
5 years old.
Yes, yes.
They really can't catch a break.
Well, yeah, about 5.
I'm afraid there's not much I can do for you tonight.
Alright.
If you would like to come back tomorrow, I do think I might be able to formulate something for you.
Yeah, sure, tomorrow's my day off.
Not like a potion or anything, but maybe I can give you a book to help you learn. Maybe I can teach you a thing or two. You just seem to be... I don't know. Is all your magic quite instantaneous and explosive? Quite a burst forth of energy?
I mean, yeah, kind of. I, you know, get the adrenaline pump and it just happens. I teleport, I hit people and they don't get cut or bruised, but it takes some other kind of damage.
See, there seems to be some sort of magical power happening within your cells.
Sometimes, well, one time I threw my staff in anger and it just popped right back in my hand. It was a bit weird.
Oh, so you have access to spatial magic, too. Interesting indeed. The spell is quite high caliber, which is weird for one such as yourself that can't cast magic.
Yeah, at times, flowers and vines grow around me. Makes it troublesome for others to move.
Yes, if you could come back tomorrow. Just say you are here to see me. My name is, 1 second. Da da da. Remus. He says to speak to Cardinal Remus. Tomorrow. I will be here bright and early. Maybe the best way for magic would be to do that. Yes. I shall see if I can talk to Relora about your situation tonight.
All right.
See what the stars have to say.
Thanks, Cardinal.
Yes, yes, you're quite an interesting case. I'd be known throughout the magic world if I gave you magic. That'd be nice. The first ever Bombay apprentice. I like the sound of that. He's kind of going to speak to himself as he walks away.
Dude, we just got to shrug and dispel. And just walk right back down the stairs. strange guy. He's going to head back now if you want to switch over to the others.
Yeah, I would like to ask, what is kind of everyone else doing while we're at barracks?
Yeah, Chris, what are you doing?
He was going to go to the training yard. It's apparent, I hope. You ever seen the visible moment when somebody's social battery runs out?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not making eye contact with anybody. He's just marching, just walking over there.
Yeah. You make your way to the training area. You can kind of find yourself this secluded little area with a, Are you looking for, like, a training doll to beat up on, or...?
Yeah, just an area as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple. They kind of have these, like, solo areas, kind of... Not really set up, but kind of dotted around the place, so if you would like to train alone, you can.
I want to watch.
At this point, a lot of the training has probably ended. A lot of other people have kind of disappeared from this place. Probably going and settling down for the night. You can kind of see tired people waking up, sunburned, absolutely just disheveled, getting ready for the day shift.
Juby here. Crazy episode, right? You know, one of our party members, a spy. Ooh, wow. The remainder of this episode has been corrupted, I am sorry to say, but nothing much else happens beyond this point besides them just having, you know, talks and then they go to bed, and that's where we'll be picking up, you know, waking up, payday, work day off, yippee. Oh boy, Noom might be executed.